Smile.
90.4 FM.
We celebrated our 10th birthday on Saturday, a full two digits, and we had ourselves a bit of a party on Friday. I just missed it because it was in the middle of the day and I had something on. But report backs from colleagues seems like people really got rocking on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, for sure. So we share our birthday with somebody who lives at the Ladies Christian Home in Gardens. Elizabeth Raby is 100 years old and full of wisdom, so we thought that we'd ask her a couple of things.
I'll just accept it each day as it comes, but the world has changed a great deal. I think younger people have more freedom today than we had in our day. We were much more regimented and ruled by our parents, and their judgment must have been pretty good, because most of us turned out reasonably decent citizens.
March 1923, smack bang in the middle of the Great Wars, is when she was born, 100 years old this week. And so we wanted to know from Elizabeth what her fondest memories of the last 100 years are.
Oh, I think the time when my children were growing up, and I had three, and you have wonderful memories of those days, little things they did that were hilarious when they were learning about life. I think those are some of my most precious love. And the days we managed when your father was able to get away to travel in the country and show you children different things. Whether you enjoyed it as much as I did, I don't know. But my one ambition in life was to see the rest of the world. And I managed most of it.
At 100 years old, we asked Elizabeth what advice she has for younger generations.
I don't consider I'm wise. I'm sure that I've made lots of mistakes in my life. But when you've made the mistake, try and learn from it. Just don't go on and on making mistakes and making a mess up of your life. We all make mistakes sometimes. Even older ones make mistakes. Just hang in there and try the other side of the picture.
We're having a chat with Elizabeth Raby, 100 years old over the weekend, celebrating our birth anniversary along with us. 100 is a good innings. So we wanted to know from her what the secret is to a long life.
I worked jolly hard all my life, even in my childhood. I worked hard. That's all I can think of. Surely there must be lots of people 100 these days.
Yeah, but they
living in that age.
They interested in you.
I never went out jazzing at night, and I don't know if that helped.
Don't go out dancing. Work hard from an early age. Travel the country as much as you can, whether your kids like it or not. If you were looking for three things that's going to give you a longevity, there they are.
Well, I'm never going to make it there because I've gone out dancing way too much in my life.
Elizabeth, a happy, happy 100th birthday to you. Hope you have 100 more?
Many more.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.